Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
For years in this show, we made fun of Richard because he's a Bears fan, but the Bears are good.
They are.
They're good. Yeah. And that pisses off Viking and Packer fans, so go Bears.
Screw you.
Go well, Bears.
It's the
Bears.
Screw the season.
I don't hate the Vikings so much. But
it's got to be an off season like you haven't had in a while,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
The optimism.
Promise,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
promise.
Yeah. A little build up for a big letdown.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thanks for head
now, that's
thanks for coach,
that's
too.
The Vikings.
I got to look into it. I haven't seen any moves.
Well, your defensive coordinator left, fortunately.
Yeah. That's right. So he's a Bronco now,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
And unfortunately, they got rid of that kicker.
Who was their kicker?
Oh, double doink in the playoffs.
Right.
Double doink.
That's right.
Never seen that ever in my life.
No kidding, right. Who did they lose to in that double doink?
The Eagles.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
It was glorious.
Yeah,
it was.
No, I was rooting for your boys. I hate the Eagles.
Yeah.
So go Bears.
Plenty of NFL stuff coming up. I guess I was taking a lot of crap yesterday, though, for pushes and who's older.
We got mad. We still get mad. We always got mad about that.
Yeah.
Well, because apparently we gave the guy crap for scoring it.
He doesn't score.
And he apparently doesn't score because the game's called who's older.
Right.
And neither are
but,
older.
It's not a push, really, in who's older.
But you know what, though? I also blame us because you fool us every time and we're such idiots.
Yeah.
None of us ever says push. And we could be right 50% of the time, I think, if we said push.
My intent is never to fool or deceive, first of all.
I think it's exactly both of those.
Yes. But and second of all, yesterday's game was who's taller. So you guys were bitching about who's older. We didn't even play who's older
that's
yesterday.
That's a good point. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize
who's
that.
Who's taller?
You should have called it and bitched
sure.
at us.
In that instance.
Bush wouldn't have put you through.
Right.
Pete called.
Neither is taller.
Bush is called. Pete just called Puss.
Neither. It's not a push, is it? It's just a. It's a neither.
Petey just called Puss and said, how do you get a nun pregnant? Craig was asked that at a vape store the other day.
No, it wouldn't be a neither because they're both the same height.
Neither is taller.
Neither's taller, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it would be.
We could play neither's taller. I mean, that gives the answer away. Though, right?
Neither is taller.
Who's taller or neither?
So push or neither would be a correct answer.
In the moment.
In that instant.
Yeah, in a tie of height.
Yes.
Yeah. Nobody would be taller.
Sorry we gave you crap. We give each other crap every damn
it's
day.
Fine.
I know you don't care.
I don't care. Especially on stuff as important as who's taller or who's older.
You got to stand your ground somewhere.
And I will present pushes just because they present a minute of conversation
yeah,
around
I
something.
Know. And we fall for it because we're dicks. We're dumb, I should say. You know how we dicks do.
Well, we get used to the way Craig played the game. And then Petey comes in and throws a twist.
But it's been,
and we never catch
but he's
on.
Been twisting us for a year.
I know,
and we still always
right.
screw up.
We haven't caught on.
Who's taller? I don't know.
You think the third or fourth time through the lineup we figure it out, but nope.
You know, I just try and present a fair game.
No,
you know, it matters
you even,
to me.
You even make the face. I go, man, I should know he means who's... But we, man,
right.
We
sometimes I try and set you up on that.
You do
too,
a lot.
You know, like,
we fall for it every time.
We don't recognize Petey's push face.
No.
That's because you're always looking ahead.
We will call you push face.
Push face going.
Just look back sometimes.
All right. Yeah, we walked right into that. Or we backed right into that.
Yeah, sometimes you push right back.
Look right back and see his push face.
This day
that's a butt sex joke, by the way, in case you're scoring at home. That's one today. One
is that
this
it?
Segment.
Yeah, I was going to say. One in the 8 o'clock hour, and it is 8:03.
Right. 8:03.
This day in 1989, the NFL draft we talked about yesterday, which the Tony Mandarin piece is airing on ESPN a little bit.
Mandarin.
He was the second pick sandwiched around four Hall of Famers. Yep. That draft, as we mentioned yesterday, four Hall of Famers in the first five picks. Troy Aikman, then Tony Mandarich, Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, Deion Sanders.
Yep.
That's amazing. No other draft has done that. And then, as you can see, because this day in 2005, Alex Smith, the number one pick, Ronnie Brown, the number two pick, Braylon Edwards, the number three pick, Cedric Benson, the number four pick, Cadillac Williams, the number five pick. No Hall of Famers in that
group. None.
Zero. Most of those guys aren't even in the league.
Smith's still playing. Other than that, you're right.
Yeah.
And, his name sounds familiar. I just don't know if they're playing at all.
Well, Alex Smith had that broken, the Theismann leg. He was with the Redskins.
Yeah, he might be done.
Yeah, he might be
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And 24th in that draft and the second quarterback taken, 2005.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron, yeah.
A-A-Ron.
The reason they don't let the guys stay in the green room that long anymore.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's right. He was there in person.
Like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Sitting in the green room
and
waiting.
We didn't know he hated him then. That was embarrassing for him. That's right.
Didn't even know
he hated him.
That's funny.
Well, I thought the reason they stopped that was the guy from Notre Dame.
Well, what,
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn.
Yeah, he was after that, too. They both had – they're kind of the worst examples.
Yeah, they thought A-Ron was going to go – yeah, both of them, actually, they waited too long. They thought they were going to go early.
Aaron was –
then don't – you shouldn't go to that thing.
He was the second quarterback taken, too, so that was a big – that was a big surprise that year. It's because they said they knew he was going to date Danica, and they just didn't want that static. Now, this is this could be crazy, and likely will. The Cardinals are going to take Kyler Murray. Their video that they released without Josh Rosen in it, for people who don't understand what that was, they released a hype video for the Arizona Cardinals from a team-issued one. So imagine the meeting. Hey, here's who we need. Somebody presented a list of six or seven players. Hey, here's who we need on our promo video, and the quarterback wasn't on there. So obviously they're getting rid of him. So Kyler Murray's going to go number one, excuse me, in my brain. And so last year, Oklahoma had a Heisman-winning quarterback, a versatile quarterback, a little bit undersized, went number one overall in the NFL draft.
Yep.
So this year, Oklahoma had a versatile quarterback, won a Heisman Trophy. Yeah, and there's now it's Jalen Hurt from Alabama.
Yeah, he left Alabama.
He probably doesn't have the pro prospect that Murray or Mayfield have. Yeah, but he's got a chance to win a Heisman there.
Mm-hmm.
But so in back-to-back years, the same school is going to have the number one overall draft pick from the same position.
Ever happened?
That's what I was going to ask. Can you think of a time where it ever happened?
How about just same school?
Same school, back-to-back years, number one overall in the NFL draft.
I'll say yes.
Yeah. It's got to be somewhere like a Miami.
It has happened once, and USC, this was back in the 60s when USC was always pumping out pro prospects.
OJ and who?
Nice job, OJ. And then the year before OJ, Ron Yeary.
Oh, I remember that name.
He's a Viking.
Of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't kill anybody either, Yeary. That we know of.
That we know.
He didn't.
No.
That's the only time.
God, Ron
until
Yeary.
This year.
That is an old name.
And then former third round, 75th pick, the sixth quarterback taken in his draft, Russell Wilson. You remember his story of, Matt Flynn had been signed to a lot of money Tavares Jackson was there, and then they drafted this guy, Russell Wilson, who everybody said was too short, and now he's the richest quarterback in NHL.
For another year or so.
I keep doing that. Yeah, I must have NHL on the brain.
For now. That's a blog you're filling out.
Yeah. Can you name any of the other quarterbacks that went before him?
What year was that?
Oh, man. 12? 12?
Oh, Jesus, no.
Andrew Luck. If I tell you Andrew Luck was the first pick that year, does that help?
RG3.
Andrew Luck.
Bob Griffin. Yeah, nice. Andrew Luck, yes.
Got one right.
Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Whedon, Brock Osweiler.
Oh, my God.
He's tall and he throws down.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is the cream of that crop. Andrew Luck, pretty good, but he's been hurt too. But so he gifted his offensive lineman $12,000 in Amazon stock. So 13 people got $12,000 in Amazon stock from Russell Wilson.
Oh, 13. Oh, okay.
13 guys.
Considering he got $65 million guaranteed, dude, he sounds kind of like a cheap ass.
I thought that was a little light, too. $156K total.
Still, it's better than a watch.
It's better than nothing.
Well, it can possibly be a lot more.
Can gain value, right? Yeah.
And I didn't read to the end of that story. I thought he just gave him a $12,000 Amazon gift card.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious, too, though.
Stock is probably better.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, you could cash in the stock
random $12,000
for a gift card.
You could.
Yeah. But then there's your exchange fees.
Yeah, all I saw was $12,000 Amazon. Oh, well, a gift card, I guess. That's kind of nice.
Now, I've heard of, like,
that's what
that would
guys.
Be funny, probably a $12,000 gift card.
Stock. No, I'll give you stock.
I just have to take the gift card. I don't want to have to manage it and, you know, take all the tax implications.
Yeah.
So Von Miller Day was celebrated in South Dallas, and illegal Ezekiel Elliott was down there. Remember, like,
he's fat now, right?
Taking crap because he's fat.
I haven't seen the picture
well,
yet.
Something else has popped up out of this photo op that he did with Von Miller. Now, we've all heard of people putting their name, their own name on their arm, right? Like,
no,
as a tattoo.
Never done that. I've never seen that. That's dumb.
Well, I am them. I mean, I have it from way back in the day.
What's it say, Petey Mac?
It just says Pete in some blue letters when I was like 16.
Okay, you're 16. Got it.
Going to be Snoop Dogg or something like that. Right above the brand.
It doesn't say Pete Dogg.
Right above the brand.
Which sleeveless shirt do I wear today?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, so you didn't when
you're 16. It's fortunate now the shoulder hair covers it all up, so it's all good.
Shoulder hair.
I'm kidding.
I never saw the Pete on your arm like that. So how'd you get a tattoo at 16? Was it a prison one? Just a guy on the street.
No, I mean,
you can't get tattoos at 16.
Now, I mean, but then when I was 16, it was what, 90, whatever.
You could walk into a tattoo shop, really, they wouldn't care.
Yeah, I mean, I got my first one at 16.
Did you?
We just without, 15.
Without parental?
I had to have a
parent. Oh, yeah, now you have to have parents,
No, we just knew the guy at the shop.
You're saying Tricky Dick on the tramp stamp?
Yeah, like you don't know.
What'd you do then? Just write a note? It said you can have a tattoo signed Richard's mom.
No, my stepdad went with me and
he got
007 on my arm like an idiot.
Okay.
At 16.
Good move by your stepdad.
No,
I know, right?
Both my kids are fascinated with tattoos. I said, you got to be 18.
Did he do that just to piss off your real dad?
Yeah.
Real dad said no, stepdad will say yes.
Get a tattoo of my real dad's face.
Well, that's kind of what Legal Ezekiel's done here. He didn't get his name on his own leg. He got a picture of himself on his own leg.
Well, that's dumb.
Wow, is right. And he's got like this zombie-looking face, so he got himself on his leg. I mean, I feel dumb enough having my name on my arm.
I mean, there's narcissism.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah. And then there's that.
You have the other Von Miller news.
Oh, is there more? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Von Miller avoided legal action after posing with a bloody hammerhead shark. Apparently this happened just recently.
Did he beat it up? Did he beat the shark?
No,
last night.
Fishing for sharks.
Yeah, and you can't catch sharks?
Well, they didn't have the proper permit.
Got it.
And you also have to release it in the manner that will ensure maximum probability of survival.
Hmm.
And posing for a picture while it hangs from something doesn't qualify as maximum probability of survival.
That surprises me because he's a wild-eyed dude. Yeah.
He's a chicken guy.
They didn't charge him with anything.
Yeah.
Craig's hairless calves. You could put a picture of puss on the back of your hairless calf, puss, because there's no hair on puss either. You know?
And remember, he nares it for you.
Whoa. Yeah.
Puss is our producer, by the way.
What you could do is,
in case you're just tuning
just
in.
Just again.
If I were Craig, I would just get a tattoo of some hair.
That'd be great.
He's got alabaster hairless calves.
Yes, he does.
Smooth like puss's face.
That was a big hit back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
What were you
going
to say, Craig?
Go back
you went right to the microphone and pulled away.
Yeah, why would you want to get rid of that?
Yeah, you don't get your own face on your body. That makes you feel better, like just having pee on
you. You don't even wear a T-shirt with your face on it.
No.
So ESPN, I don't know how they're going to fill the big shoes of Jason Witten on Monday Night Football.
Well, they left the wig there, right?
Right.
So somebody can put the wig back on.
And the three-word sentences.
By the way, I had no clue that was a wig.
Yeah, me neither.
It was a good one.
I mean, it makes
because
sense.
Because you always
now
saw him on the sideline just with short hair. I never really realized he was bald. Yeah. He's older now.
I like the idea, though, that in the future.
Just whoever wears that has a wig.
The color analyst of Monday Night Football wears the wig.
The Witten wig.
Who is wearing the wig this week?
After 30 years, the Witten wig finally retired.
And it's some dude with a full head of hair, too, just laying on top
of that.
It's
just sitting off the side.
Yeah, that way they can make a deal out of it every week.
That wasn't,
you know, have a different guy every week. Who's going to wear the Witten wig?
I also thought it was lame they made him wear it. It must have been his choice. Because
he probably chose to. He probably went vain on it.
Because there's so many ex-jocks up there. They don't care what they look like. They're older guys. They have shaved heads. They got no hair. No big deal.
Yeah, right?
they had Tony Kornheiser up there in the back of the day. I mean, come on.
I bet you it was Witten's own
I think it was Witten's idea because just everything that he did from the broadcasting perspective was very canned.
Yeah, it was.
You know, and so he probably thought, you know, I better get my teeth veneered and my hair did.
Yeah. Yep.
But skip all the you know, English and grammar classes.
Yeah, the comfort. Skip all the comfort of the booth.
Yep.
So it's not going to be Peyton Manning. There was a lot of smoke around him potentially taking that job. Most of the stories around that smoke called for Peyton Manning taking that job and the rest of the crew being out of that job.
He doesn't want that gig.
No.
Well, especially not with Joe Tessitore, Booger McFarland, Lisa Salters. Yeah, no offense to them. They're all fine professionals.
They'd all have been gone if he'd been there anyway. He didn't want to deal with flying to Cleveland on
no, he's in a band.
Monday night.
That's right.
Yeah. He's in a band.
Yeah. So we don't know who it'll be. But Peyton is going to be working on this documentary series, 30 episodes. It'll be on ESPN and ESPN Plus. This is going to debut in July. And these are just places of NFL impact, basically. So he'll go get into the, like, he's going to throw a football off a skyscraper to reenact the Immaculate Reception. I don't know how that does, right. But so Peyton Manning, you know, somewhat humorous, and just that's what he's
going to
do.
My
son's
going
to
the Manning brothers, the Manning boys football camp outside New Orleans.
Oh, really?
In June, yeah,
that's a big one.
They're all there too.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Cooper and
yeah, Cooper. You get to meet Cooper Manning.
Wow, that's you get Scott invited Manning. To that?
That's Scott Manning.
No, you just apply and go.
Okay,
and go. Yeah, you
that's
don't
cool.
Apply, you just go. You pay the money, you go.
Sure, right. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's gonna be cool.
And more broadcasting news. John Kuhn.
Kuhn. Sorry, Richard.
Undrafted out of Shippensburg.
That's just like, Shippensburg is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a bunch of buddies with the Shippensburg. Speaking of getting puking on shots, Shippensburg, two or three times.
That's what it takes to go to Shippensburg?
No, I puked there.
In Shippensburg?
It was a college my buddies went to.
Oh, I thought it was kind of whiskey. Give me a shot of Shippensburg.
It does
I have
it
chilled,
whiskey,
though.
Yeah, it sounds like some rot gut.
Yeah, I always got to have my Shippensburg chilled. cubes, please.
It does sound like rot gut. No, it's actual college.
Now, he hasn't been in the league for a minute. He finished his career with the Saints. He was a fullback, and he's going to join the Packers again. He's going to be like one of their in-house broadcasters.
I still think Green Bay's the only place you could yell that name out. Yeah, did that follow the New Orleans? I don't think so.
Probably.
No,
a little
no.
More black population in New Orleans.
Yeah,
I realize it's his last name. I get it. But the bottom line is when you hear everybody yells Kuhn, you know, come on.
Some people might start looking around.
I think that's a you thing.
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
I think
that's
they did it in New Orleans.
Thing. They no. did do it in New Orleans.
Yep.
That really is a you thing.
It's just a fan thing. That's,
oh, I mean, I know that.
You know, if it sounds like boo.
Yeah, I know.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Like Sue.
Sue. Rude. You. Zach Miller, who played football when they had football at UNO. It used to be a school that had football in this state.
Yes, it was a good program,
too. He was a good quarterback.
Lincoln got jealous and said no.
Yep. And Pat
Lincoln
Burns.
Lincoln said no.
And he had a horrific knee injury, wasn't it?
He did. And he about lost his leg. This was in 2017. It was developing into a very promising tight end in the National Football League for the Chicago Bears. And
the Bears.
Gruesome injury. Most people assumed he was not going to play football again. If you almost lose your leg, there's a fair chance.
Yeah.
But he is retiring.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then on that line, most people assume Ryan Shazier would never play football again, but he's still with the Steelers on their physically unable to perform list. But he's like jumping onto boxes as high as this desk now.
He's doing that, but he's not taking hits. And you can't.
No, I know.
Would you want to take a hit after that?
I would not, but he is working diligently to try to, appears.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
When you're in that position, you want to take a hit as soon as possible to get it out of your system.
But they can't. You can't.
Not after
you. Can't be careful, man.
You injured your spine.
You couldn't. You had to relearn how to walk.
Yeah. He did. He could have been easily just paralyzed the rest of his life, right? And they are paying him still through his contract.
But if he wants to get back into it, he wants to get hit as soon as possible.
But they probably tell him not to.
Oh, yeah.
Do that.
They're probably wait until. But if he wants to do it, it's going to have to happen.
And look, just because he's jumping onto stuff 3-4 foot tall, I mean, that doesn't mean he can play football.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he can play football.
Yeah. But it means he's trying to.
Right.
He's making an effort.
He's just trying to be physical again. He's been physical his whole life.
Even the standing broad jump onto something higher. I love that. I love when people mess up. It's all over
social
media. Those are epic fails.
That gets bad in a hurry.
Epic fails.
Oh, yeah. Your gym show offs don't quite make it.
Yeah. They just wipe out.
Those are my favorite.
Most of them end up leading with the face.
Yeah.
Right into the box.
Always lead with the face.
Yeah, always.
Or the deadlifters who go. They rip their arms off.
Oh.
Always funny.
It is funny every time. every time.
Like a Mr. Potato Head arms just come off.
I don't laugh at knee injuries anymore, but when your arms fall off, that's funny every time.
Oh, my tibia!
Yeah.
And you'll see some, if you watch NFL news, you'll see some stories, you know, in the wake of, like, guys get hurt playing football. This just in, right?
Right.
And, you know, these workouts that teams are going on right now, there's news, you know, Tom Brady's not at this one, so-and-so's not at that one. Yeah. These are voluntary workouts.
Yeah, why would you go if you're Tom Brady?
You know, it's in the language. Yeah. Well, guys like Tom Coughlin, longtime coach, executive vice president of football operations with the Jags, was just asked about, you know, players not attending voluntary workouts. He said, well, we're close to 100%, and quite frankly, all our players should be here.
Because we suck.
Well, they did suck last year. But let's think about this. If it's a voluntary workout, can you have somebody like an executive, an admin, or whatever you want to call it, saying, you know, quite frankly, everybody should be here? So there's language around this. I mean, if you're a football player and you don't want to get hurt, do you go to voluntary workouts and put yourself in jeopardy?
Are they hitting each other at this point?
Yeah. Well, they're working out.
Yeah.
Are the coaches highly suggesting they take part in their voluntary workout?
I'm sure the guys.
Quite frankly, all of our players should be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sounds like.
The guys usually don't go. The guys know they're on the team. They don't care.
Right. Superstars.
If that's the case, why call it voluntary?
That's the thing.
Just make everybody go.
Right. That's the thing that the union, the players' union's like, look, these guys want to protect themselves.
Yeah,
voluntary. Right.
Because if we hear about a voluntary meeting that's going on,
I ain't going to that one.
You think I'm going?
I ain't going to that one.
Well, screw that.
We barely go to mandatory ones. We actually blow off mandatory meetings, and that's what we do.
See, I read something about this.
On accident.
No, we said, I got something.
Because we can.
Yeah, there's that too.
Because we can. And
apparently,
that's wrong. But
back
in
the 90s, they said that the Packers started doing this. They realized that nobody wanted to come to Green Bay in the offseason for these things. So they started building in bonuses to everybody's contract.
Yeah.
Say, here, okay, it's $100,000 if you show up for these workouts.
There you go, Todd. Next contract. You want us in a meeting, pay us. They'll say, we don't want you in a meeting.
A meeting bonus, sir.
They don't want us in a meeting.
Never mind. You guys just fart and fall asleep.
In the morning.
Now, for the draft, PD, I said on my Facebook feed there, Minnesota Vikings fan feed or whatever, Eric from Wilmer, Minnesota.
Who's he pick?
I was going to go with his draft, but I was looking over. There's a guy named Rick from Edina, Minnesota.
You like his better?
Who's got I think he's more spot on than this other guy. And I want you to do the same. Pick a dude from a Steeler fan site.
Man, I love that kind of time,
that's predicting the first four rounds of the Steeler draft.
Oh,
and
push,
you can do the same with the Packers. And we'll see how our fans match up with the actual
draft. I do have some free time, but not that.
Oh, it'd be exciting to check, to just kind of cross-check their mock draft against the real draft and my mock draft.
I'm guessing Tomlin and the guys got that under control.
I'd like to see Mike Tomlin's mock draft, I tell you that.
I'd talk to him.
Now, when you worked the sports radio, did you have the draft parties?
He did that.
We were talking about that.
You go to the bar. Everybody submits their draft.
He did it.
NFL mock drafts in several different ways for radio.
And what did they win? Like tens of dollars?
Gift cards and French fries. And stuff the guys doing mock drafts want, though. Let's be honest.
I want French fries.
Shares of Amazon.
Let's be honest. No. French fries and Hooters wings.
There you go.
A couple shares of Amazon stock.
Save that one for tomorrow. In the NHL, five teams have advanced. The other series all locked at 3. In the NBA, number one seed in the East is swept. The other series 3-1, except for one series that's 2-2. And the Celtics have advanced.
Celtics, sure. Yeah, they're playing the Bucks. Well, the Bucks got that one more, I believe, right?
I think the Denver-San Antonio is the only one with any drama.
2-2.
Yeah.
No, the Bucks swept the Pistons.
Yeah, they swept the Pistons.
You're a Bulls fan, aren't you?
I like all the NBA teams. I don't have a team.
That is a weird statement. I like all the NBA teams.
I like all the teams.
Well, I mean, I grew up a Bulls fan.
That's right.
They haven't done anything.
Right now, there you go. Michael Jordan left. I don't like the Bulls anymore.
Whoever wins the championship, I'm a fan.
Always I like happen. All the
Whoever
teams.
Plays those guys and gets beat in the championship series,
I like all 72 teams.
All 72.
All the way
here.
Back to the ABA.
Get
I like those guys, too.
Richard Reese with us. At a charity event we'll talk about when we get back.
Oh, yeah.
Involved with.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.